morning. This is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Young Israel Pasei Clifton. We are continuing our Daf HaShavua Insights into the Daf series. Today's shiur is on Maseches Yevamos Daf Vav, and the topic is Kibud Avaim, finding a good Hechsher. This shiur, which is on the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim, is fittingly going to be learned L'ilui Nishmas, my father, Rav Yosef Meir ben Chaim Kaufman, Zichrono Livracha, as well as Erez's father, Avraham Shaul ben Shulam Tzalma, may the Neshamos have an aliyah. Our Gemara, starting on the top of Vav, actually continues this discussion from the previous daf as to the source, if any, of whether Aseh is Doch HaLos Aseh that brings with it a Chi of Karis. The Gemara on the bottom of Daf Hem and Beis offers the following case into the discussion. Gemara says, Ella, rather, Itzterich, I would need the Pasuk of Aleha to tell us that Esidoche lo sase does not apply with Yibum, because Salkadai Techamina, I would have thought, Tesei Mekibud Avaim, that from the midst of Kibud Avaim would teach us that Esidoche lo sase works by even Averos that bear with it, or even lo sases that bear with it, a Chiyuv of Karis. Desanya, as is taught in the Braisa, Yochol Yehe Kibud Avaim Docha Shabbos. One might have thought that honoring one's parents pushes off Shmira Shabbos. Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk comes to tell us, Ish Imo Ve'aviv Tiro'u, one must fear his parents, his father and mother, V'yesh Shabbos Osai Tishmoru, and you still have to keep Shabbos, Kulchem Kayam Bechvodi, all of you are obligated in my honor. Not just a child is obligated, but also a parent, which tells us that had a parent told a child to Mechal of Shabbos, we don't listen to the parent, but rather we follow the mitzvah or the commandment of Hashem over the commandment of the parent. And as the Gemara says, as we're going to see, this was a potential source for Esei Doch HaLos Aseh. How does this work? So the Gemara analyzes it. My love, were we not referring to the following situation, the Amrale that the father said to the son, Shechotli or Basheli, slaughter for me, cook for me, or parenthetically, any malacha with a chi of karis. And the Gemara continues, the time of the chasr rachmana, and the reason why the son can't do it is because the Torah simply wrote, Es Shabbos Osai Tishmor, you must also keep my Shabbos. Ha'alav hachi, it could be inferred that were this not so, dochi, the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim would push off Shabbos. So it's therefore possible to deduce from here that in general, an aseh is docha alos aseh, even that has karis. So the Gemara says, lo. No, we reject this proof and say the following. We are not dealing with a malacha deoraisa, but instead, lav de mechamer, we're dealing with the transgression or the iser of driving a loaded animal. Now, though it's prohibited or it's usher to cause animals to work on Shabbos, this does not bring with it a chi of karis. It has a status of a regular lav. So what we would say over here is that I might think that Shabbos is docha, the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim is docha of the lav of mechamer on Shabbos. Comes the pasuk and says, the Shabbos Osai Tishmoru, you have to guard my Shabbos, is telling us that the aseh of Kibud Avaim is not docha the lav of mechamer. So on this, the Gemara asks a question. And the Gemara says, wait a second. V'afilu hachi lo dochi. Even so, the aseh to honor one's parents is not being docha the iser against driving a loaded animal. That's what we've been saying all along. And assuming that an aseh does push off a los aseh, ligmer mehacha de lo dochi. Learn out from here that it doesn't push it off at all. In fact, what we're taking this question right over here, instead of using it right now as a possibility of saying that Esei Doch HaLos Aseh is such a strong principle that's going to push off a Chi of Karis, we're saying just the opposite. By saying that we're just dealing with Mechamer, we could even learn the opposite and say that it's not even Docha a simple Aseh. So the Gemara goes on to discuss this, and the conclusion of the Gemara's questioning ends with the following. The Gemara says, "Ela mishum de ikel mifrach." No, the reason why we can't use this of mechamer and the case of Kibbutz Avaim and Shabbos as a prototype to learn everything out for is because we can refute this argument. Malahanach shekein hechsher mitzvah. These are a hechsher mitzvah, and because these are a hechsher mitzvah, we are dealing with a hechsher mitzvah over here. We cannot use this to teach out to other areas. Now, this term hechsher mitzvah, I deliberately did not translate it, and the reason why I deliberately did not translate it is because it's a very ambiguous term, and it's so ambiguous that it leads to a major machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. So, what we're going to do is we're going to look at the approach of Rashi and how Rashi's approach affects how he understands the Gemara. And then we're going to look at Tosos' questions on Rashi. And after we see that, we'll of course see Tosos' pshat. And we hope to end by perhaps taking a well-known formulated hakira in the mitzvah and understanding of Kibbutz Avaim and using it to explain the difference between Rashi and Tosos. So that's the plan. So step one is to see Rashi's explanation of what we mean by Hechsher Mitzvah. And to do this, I'm just going to read the Rashi and translate it, and then we'll explain it afterwards. So Rashi explains the following. Ella, rather, li'olam da'amr le'i shchol ibasheli. We go back to our Havamina and construct the case where the father tells him or the son, shep for me or cook for me. In other words, do an example of a real malacha that bears within an Isser Karis. Vafilu hachi, and even so, lo itzterich aleha. We don't need the pasuk of aleha to tell us that yibum would be prohibited, for otherwise we would say esi docha lo sasei. De'ikal mifrach, because we could ask a question and say that our case of Kibbutz Avaim and Shabbos is different than yibum and erva. And why is that? Malahanach shcholi basheli. What about these examples of shech for me and cook for me? Shekein hechsher mitzvah b'chilul Shabbos. They are a hechsher mitzvah in Shabbos desecration. They are a proper kiyum hamitzvah, or a proper fulfillment of chilul Shabbos. Funny way to say it there. Bi'akiras lo sase, with the uprooting of the lav. Who mekayim asay the kibud. He is fulfilling the asay of honoring his parents. V'zehu hechsher kiyumo, and this is the proper fulfillment. V'i efshar l'kayimo, and it is impossible to fulfill it below akiras lav, without uprooting the lav. Hilchach, therefore, ilo kachasov eshap sosai tishmaru, had the pasuk of eshap sosai tishmaru not been written, havemin elidchi, I would have thought that kibud av should push off the lav of chilul Shabbos. In other words, Rashi is telling us that the term hechsher mitzvah is referring to properly fulfilling the mitzvah, with the following idea brought out. By Shabbos, the only way to fulfill the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avaim over here is when the father says, Shcholi. And there's no other way to do it than to fulfill his command. So therefore, we're going to be saying, Esi docha lo sase. Aval, Rashi continues, Yibum, but with Yibum, Lo ze bilvad hechsher kiyum ha'aseh. This is not the only proper way to fulfill the asay. Shaharei, that you see, yochol lachlots, he is able to do chalitza, velo yakar, and not approved to lav shel erva, the prohibition of an erva, velo istarich aleha, and you don't need aleha. Because yibum is different, as there is another way to fulfill the mitzvah, by the case of erva, without violating the lav. And how is that? That is via chalitza. Since this is the case, we would not apply esei docha lo sasei by yibum, and we're back to square one. So what is Rashi telling us? Just to summarize, Rashi's telling us that over here, by Shabbos, we're different than Yibum. Shabbos is Hechsher Mitzvah. In other words, when the father tells you, Shcholi, or Basheli, the Hechsher Mitzvah, the only proper way to fulfill the Mitzvah, is through Chilul Shabbos. It's through the Asay. There's nothing other way, there's no other way that you can perform Kibbutz Avaim. Actually, this was a low sase. There's no other way you can perform Kibbutz Avaim without doing the low sase. Mashain came by Yibum, since we have another way out by doing Chalitza, so therefore we can't learn Yibum from Kibbutz Avaim. That's how Rashi understands the Gemara. Tosso sees this pshat and responds by asking several kashas against Rashi. I'm just going to present the first two. The first thing that Tosos asks, because we learned in the Gemara the following, I'm using Tosos as a quote, it says, "Di'i osu liyavim," that if it's forbidden to do yibum, bishum karis, because there's an isur karis, chalitza nami lo bayi, chalitza is not required either. "Dechol she'in ola liyibum," for anyone who's unable to perform yibum through this type of a reason, "ein ola lichalitza," he does not do chalitza either. Meaning, how is it that Rashi proposes that chalitza is a viable alternative to yibum in our case, when we've already learned that when one is unable to perform yibum, they are also unable to perform chalitza as well? We were saying, we have an alternative option. Tosas is saying, there is no such alternative option. There is no such alternate option. When there's no yibum, there's no chalitza either. Tosas asks another question, based on a discussion later on. Tosfos says, "V'yodamrinon b'hishmaisa, de lo chashvinon gabe yibum efshe l'kayim shnehem ayadei chalitza." And here is the line. The line tells us the following. It says, "De chalitza b'makom yibum lav mitzvahi," that when a person is faced with yibum and chooses to do chalitza, he has not fulfilled a mitzvah. All he's done is remove the zika. In other words, when a person faces the possibility of yibum or chalitza with a regular situation, if they do yibum, they're mekayim a mitzvah. If they do chalitza, they've taken away the zika, they've taken away the attachment, but there's no mitzvah that's done. There's no specifically mitzvah to do chalitza. So Tosfos uses this to explain that it's very difficult to say that yibum is not a hefsher mitzvah, according to Rashi's definition. As again, we see from here that chalitza is not considered a viable option. Now, of course, while there are answers for these questions on Rashi, and the Achronim do discuss this, Tosfos, however, does bring in a different understanding of the Gemara. We're going to read it and translate it, and then, afterwards, we'll discuss it and summarize it. So, V'nira l'ri, v'chein perush Rabbeinu Chanano, this is quoted from the Tosfos on Daf Vav Amud Aleph. The Dibur HaMaskil is Shekein Hefshet Mitzvah, and it's approximately the last five lines down. Dibalav de Mechamer Kamukilo. The answer is going on the discussion of Mechamer, and we're addressing why the love of Mechamer is different from other lavim, making it unable to be the prototype love by which we would judge all lavim and not say Esi Dochalos Ase. And Tosfos continues by saying the following, "Umehacha lo yalif ba'alma," and from here, therefore, we don't learn in general "de lo dach litchi lav greda," that nase will not be docha, regular lav. "De malik kibud," as the kibud avaim done here, is shekein hechsher mitzvah, is just a preparatory mitzvah. It's a preparatory stage. It's a preparation of doing the actual mitzvah of kibud avaim, but it is not actual kibud avaim. When he is mechamer, because b'shas hadchias halav, at the time that the lav is being pushed away, ein ma'achilo u'malbisho, he is neither feeding or dressing his father. What is Tosfos telling us? Tosfos is telling us that the mechamer being done here, where the father says, "Please drive this laden animal with utensils so I can do a malacha on Shabbos," Tosfos is telling us that the mechamer itself is not an actual kiyum of the mitzvah of kibud avaim, but rather, it's a preparatory step in the process. The complete fulfillment of the mitzvah is accomplished only later, when the item is given to the father. In other words, let's say the food is served to him. Therefore, this is not the normal case of esse docha lo sase. For to be under the category, one has to actually do an ase, a complete performance of the mitzvah at the time that the Aveira is done. Here, we're dealing with a Hefsher Mitzvah. A Hefsher Mitzvah, something to be done to help the mitzvah process along, is not strong enough to push off a Lo Sase. Other such examples of a Hefsher Mitzvah on this level would be building a sukkah and tying tzitzis. None would be viewed as actually fulfilling the mitzvah. One builds a sukkah, it's not considered that he actually ate in the sukkah. When one ties tzitzis, it's not as if he wore tzitzis. So when one does mechamer, in this case, it's not as if He has done the mitzvah of Kibud Avayim. He's working towards that process, but he hasn't done it. And the Aruch Haner adds that based on the Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Lamed Beis, on the Beis, we see the following. The Amar Ravashi is quoted by saying, Heicha Amrina de Asei Docha Lo Sasei. When do we say Asei Docha Lo Sasei? Kegon Mila B'Tzara'as, an example where somebody has Tzara'as or a baby has Tzara'as on the Makom Mila, and by doing the Mila, he is Oker the Tzara'as, which is a lav. Or Kalayim B'Tzitzis, Tzitzis Ho Kalayim, when a person puts on Tzitzis that contains Shatnas on it. And here's the key. Did Be'idna the Mis'aker lav at the exact time that you are uprooting the lav, Kamukim Asay, you are doing the Asay. But over here by the Mechamer, and this is what you're doing on Shabbos that violates the prohibition, by just bringing your father the stuff, or riding the animal, and driving the animal for your father, you're not doing an actual Asay. You're only doing a Hechsher Mitzvah. The Asay of Kibud Avayim only comes later. So since it is not at the same time, we're not going to say Ese Docha Los Asay. So we have a machlokas between Rashi and Tosos as to what the terminology of Hechsher Mitzvah is referring to over here. Rashi stating it refers to the idea of properly or legitimately fulfilling the mitzvah, and telling us that Asei Docha Lo Sasei applies only when the lav, is the only means by one may properly fulfill the mitzvah. Tosos taking a different approach, that Hechsher Mitzvah is a preparatory mitzvah, explaining that Asei Docha Lo Sasei does not apply when the assay in question is only a preparatory phase, but taking place before the actual kiyum of the assay. Being that according to Rashi there are many questions, we do need to ask, what compelled Rashi to give his pshat? Pshat of Tosos seems a little bit more straightforward and a little bit less problematic. So I'd like to suggest that we could explain the machlokos between Rashi and Tosos based on the following chakira, or way to understand the mitzvah of Kibud Avayim. And that is, how do we view the notion of kavod or honor into this mitzvah? We know the Gemara tells us in Maseches Kedushin that Kibud Avayim, honoring one's father, as opposed to Mora Avayim, fearing one's father, is defined by the following actions. Machil, he feeds him, Mashke gives him to drink, Malbish, he dresses him, and Mechase, he covers him up. These are specific quantifiable actions. So the question is, how do we understand the mitzvah? Do we say that the mitzvah is determined by these specific quantifiable actions that are performed on the behalf of the parent? In other words, something that is done directly, and that in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, you actually have to do machil, mashke, malbish, umechasa. And anything short of that is not a complete kiyum of kibud avayim. You'll get maybe a hechsher mitzvah, but to actually do the mitzvah, you have to do something which results in one of these things, and that's why the Gemara singles them out. Or do we say that no, when the Gemara is singling these out, the Gemara is telling us that these are examples of service to a parent, doing something for the parent. And really, what the idea behind this Kibud Avayim, or this Machil, Mashke, Malbish, and Mechasa is that the actual action that the child is doing might not be a direct cause of benefit, only to the point where the parent is happy that the child is doing something on behalf. And this would still constitute a mitzvah of kiyum. So again, the chakira is, the four things mentioned in the Gemara, are these actual, literal examples of what kibud avayim, and it means a quantifiable action, or are these examples of just doing something on behalf of a parent, doing some type of a service? What would the nafkamina be? The nafkamina would be our case of mechamer, which is a hechsher mitzvah, where the father says, go ahead and bring me something, and while you're doing it, you haven't really done anything for your father, you're in the process of bringing something, but the father sees that the child is listening to him. Would that be considered to be kibud avayim? So according to the first approach of the chakira, it wouldn't. It would be a hechsher mitzvah. Or according to the second approach, it would be. Taking this into account, we can suggest that Rashi subscribes to the second approach. He would hold that doing mechamer, driving a loaded animal on behalf of the father, so the father can then take something from the animal and do something, would fall under kibud avayim. Therefore, Rashi had to come up to a different understanding of hechsher mitzvah, albeit with all the related complications. Tosfos, on the other hand, would say that kibud avayim is defined by one of those actual actions. and therefore is able to rule that Mechamer is a Hechsher mitzvah and not a mitzvah proper. It allows Tosfos, therefore, to use its understanding of the Gemara that Mechamer per se is not a Kiyum of Kibud Av Va'Im, but rather a Hechsher mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Im. And therefore, as Tosfos concludes his answer, the Gemara is going to tell us that you cannot use Mechamer as the prototype for Essay Dochalos Asay, or in that case, an essay is not being Dochalos Asay, because there we're dealing with a Hechsher mitzvah. But as Tosfos says, Aval be'alma, but in a normal case, the Ovid Gufa mitzvah, when you're actually doing a mitzvah, Yalfina Mikalayim Bitzitzis Tadachi, you can learn out from Shatnas and Tzitzis that it would be Docha. So we see again, two understandings of Hechsher mitzvah, Rashi and Tosfos, the difficulties that are brought up against Rashi's opinion, the way that they understand the Gemara, and the suggestion that perhaps the way that they understand the Gemara is based on how they understand the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Im. Kol Tov, have a wonderful day.